Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I looked into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
I want you to know we are a Word of Faith church. We preach the Word of God. We are Spirit-filled. We pray in other tongues. And we are believers of Jesus Christ with the fire of the Holy Ghost wrapped up inside of us. Amen. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And we've got to let Him out. And rivers of living water comes out of our belly. That's what God told us. And that's what we believe. Don't be believing someone who tells you, well, I don't know so much about that. Just look at them and say, but God. See, he talks about this in 2 Timothy 3. He says in verse 5, he says, there are people having a form of godliness, but denying the power. He says, stay away from those people. He actually warns you to stay away from them. God's not healing today. Kabah. God will never bless that. Kabah. Yeah, I'm telling you. Why? Because he says in 1 Corinthians 15, 33, evil communications corrupt good manners. And evil communication is contrary word to God's Word. If I speak contrary to the Word of God, it's evil. So that puts Isaiah, I believe it's in Isaiah 5:20, round about there. That puts Isaiah into the now relevant right now. He said, woe to those who call evil good. And woe to those who call good evil. Who let the guilty go free and take the innocent and put them in jail. Woe to them. Right? Amen? I'm telling you, we got to stay with the Word of God. You will be everything and anything you need to do. So you're not looking linear. You're not looking into the future or to some or for some time to pass by or for something to happen. That's not now faith. You're not looking linear because in the Spirit, it has already happened. And the great news is with God, if He's called you to do anything, and He has, He's already got all the provisions you need to do all that you got to do. It's already there. We saw that with Isaac and Jacob and Abraham. We saw God supplying and providing. Something very interesting, I think it was Mike Charles told me this last week. I loved what he said. When Abraham was about to sacrifice his actual son that God had promised him, he was about to sacrifice his son. But on his way up to the mountain to sacrifice his son, he said to his servants, you stay down here. My son and myself are going up to worship God, knowing full well what he's going to do. We're going to worship God and we will both come back to you. Those are his words. We will both come back to you. So what happened? He's about to plunge the dagger and offer the sacrifice to get Jesus to be able to be sacrificed. It was all a plan that God had. And as he was about to sacrifice him, his son said to him on his way up into the mountain, he said, Father, we got the wood, we got the fire, but where's the offering? Not realizing he was the offering. And Abraham answered him and said, God will provide himself an offering. He gets up there and yells this little ram caught in this thicket of the bush. As he's about to plunge a knife in, the angel stops him. God stops him and says, whoa, don't do it. Because in his heart, he would have done it. He was ready to go through with this and obey God. And he says, don't do it. And just then he looked up and he said, and yes, a little ram caught. Now this is what Mark showed me, and I loved it. It was caught in this little bush and it had full of thorns. And was caught in its head. Is that not a sign of the thorns in the head of our Savior? I mean, you just go back. I mean, that's revelation. That's illumination. That's something that I never, ever saw. And probably most of you didn't either. Amen. So that's so the Word of God is quick and powerful, and it's always producing more information. It never runs out of revelation. And we'll probably get more revelation out of it. When we get to heaven, we're just going to say, wow, you're going to show us a few things. Amen. And so when you're looking for something to happen, you're looking into the future, what you're doing is you're going vertical. Amen. When you're believing it's going to happen, when you're trusting God this is going to happen, you're going vertical now. You're not going linear anymore. You're now going vertical. And listen to this. You're going up. Everyone say up. In the spirit realm. And you are superimposing the invisible over the visible. That's what you do. You go up. You pull down. You superimpose it. You get the vision of it. And you put the invisible over the visible. And now you can see it. And when you can see it, you can do it, you can have it. Amen. That's why we've got imagination. God gave us imagination. People, they create things. Think about the Tower of Babel. Jesus said, best we go down and confuse their language, because if they've imagined it, they can do it. And they saw themselves building a skyscraper way back then. If you can see it, you can do it, you can have it. So in order to start this faith process working in one's life, we have to not just say it, we've got to now see it. Remember we spoke about Gehazi, Elisha's servant, and when he came out in the morning, they were surrounded by the Syrian army. They came to get Elisha, because Elisha was seeing in the spiritual realm, and he was telling the king of Israel every time the Syrians were going to attack, where and how. And then the Syrian king said, whoa, so we got a mole in our camp. And they said, no, there's a man, Elisha, and he's telling the king of Israel everything you say in your bedchamber. Yeah. So he says, okay, go get him. He sends out his armies, and they surround this poor guy, probably in a tent. And Gehazi, his servant, comes out, looks up, and he sees this army surrounding them. He goes back in and says, master, we're done. What are we going to do? And Elisha says, I love it. Elisha says, don't worry. There are more of us than them. There's two of us in the tent. There's like maybe 10,000 surrounding them. There's more of us than them. And Gehazi, I'm sure, well, now, this desert sun is pretty tough. You understand? Can you imagine? Let me tell you something. When Jesus said she's not sleeping to the little girl, remember when she had died and they were wailing? And she said, she's not dead, she's asleep. They laughed him to scorn. I can imagine when Elisha said to Gehazi, there's more of us than them, he probably wanted to laugh like Sarah laughed in her tent. You're going to have a baby, you're 90 now. And she laughed. You see, faith defies logic. Faith will defy the facts. Faith will defy your emotions. You can't be moved by anything but by faith. And if you can get your emotions under check and you can start saying the facts have to change and line up with the faith, then it will happen. Yeah. But we think, well, I've only got X amount of money. I've only got, a small business degree. And so I'll start this business that size. And what we do is we now start something we can accomplish in our own strength, and we shrink the vision of God, which is way bigger. We shrink God's vision for our life into our conformity of what we can believe. That's why you got to come out, like my wife was saying, I like that. You got to go to where the impossible is, because that's where your stuff is. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I see the impossible. And I'm going to go and get the impossible, because that's where my stuff is, and all things are possible to them that believe. That's scripture now. You just quoted scripture. You were just quoting scripture right there. Amen. Did God not say all things are possible to him that believes? So the impossible becomes possible. Listen, the impossible becomes possible. Well, sir, I'm sorry, you're going to have to call hospice in. Now, please, if you've had this happen and you've gone through systems and situations, we understand that. I understand that. I've prayed for people in hospice. I've done so many different things. My dad died in a home. You understand? But you know what I knew then? Nothing. I knew nothing. I knew religion. That's it. A new religion. And even after that, when I became born again in word of faith, it took me forever to get to that place of faith. Now, you're smarter than me, so you can get there quicker. But it took me a long time to get to a place where I could believe God for the impossible. But now I'm at that place now where I believe God for the impossible. But when they say, when humans say, there's no more we can do for you, it's impossible to do anything else. Guess what? You don't want what's in the impossible. You want what's in the possible. You want what's in the impossible. So when they say it's impossible, we got no more. Say, good, I'll go there. Because I don't get it from you. I get it from the healer, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. So now they put limits. They try to put limits on you to believe God for the impossible. There's no more we can do. You got to take those words and say, now hold on a second. I've got a report from God. And I got a report from the world. Now, whose report do I choose to believe? Am I right, Pastor Ron? Pastor Joe? You've got to get to the place in your life where you can bypass what people say, what your emotions are showing, what the facts are. And you've got to get in your mind that faith defies logic. And that's why they'll laugh you to scorn. And when Elisha said to his servant Gehazi, he said, there's more of us in them. He must have thought, wow, like Sarah in her tent. She laughed when she heard she was going to have a baby. She laughed. Faith will make people uncomfortable. Oh, yeah. People get uncomfortable when someone in the room has faith. And they start speaking that way. Okay, so Elisha, they must have laughed at him. And the guy must have thought he's crazy. And Elisha prayed. He said, Lord, that he would see, open his eyes. Now, let me ask you something. Did he go out and he saw the army there? He saw them, right? He knew where the door of the tent was to get out. You agree? So were his eyes closed? No. His eyes were open. And yet he prays, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. Now, if he said to Gehazi, open your eyes so you can see, Gehazi would have said to him, my eyes are open. In your spiritual realm, in the spiritual realm where there's neither time, space, nor matter. And no matter how big the problem is, it doesn't matter. Because there's no matter in the spiritual realm. And this is, I was hoping to get to this today, but that'll get next week. And I'm going to do, God's given me something on this. I want to bring it. But for now, I'm just going with the Holy Spirit. And so he opens his spiritual eyes and Gehazi sees myriads of armed angels on horseback with fiery swords on the horizon. The whole horizon's full. And he doesn't complain or gripe again. Yeah. You see, when you can see it, you can do it. Come on. When you can see it, you can do it. Amen. But I've got to say it, or God can't do it. You heard my wife, it's illegal. Amen. Right? I've got to say it. Ezekiel, can these dead bones live? No. Say to them, live. Can they rise up to be a great army, Ezekiel? I don't know, Lord. You prophesy to the four corners of the earth and command the wind to come in them, the Spirit. He could have done it, but he didn't, and he was teaching us that we got to say it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats.